Welcome to the 4th anniversary of United We Nerd, a podcast that has been going on for 4 years, guys. Holy crap. Of course, I am your host and your world nerdy weight champion, Brian. And introducing the cast, we have the Magmec Monster Mind himself, Joel, is here.
Up, everybody.
We have the man who makes all the deals, Marcelo, is back.
Yes, I am alive.
He is here in person.
yes, for the first time in many moons, actually.
Oh, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, thank you.
And to round it out, the newest member of United Nerd, the man who is one with the Force, and the Force is with him, it's Joby.
What's up, everyone?
That new blood.
That new blood.
And of course, this podcast is recorded live on twitch.tv/UnitedWeNerd, where you can come chat with us as we talk about anything nerdy in the world, as well as on VOD on youtube.com/@UnitedWeNerd. And speaking of live chat, Badlands, thank you so much for the anniversary. Congratulations and the new follow on Twitch. We appreciate you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. So guys,
what do nerds talk and play?
Who would have thunk that 4 years down the line we'd still be doing this?
I mean, I remember it starting with a text, right? It was like, hey, what do you think of starting a podcast? It started out with an idea, just a simple text, like kind of in that COVID-ish, you know, that vibe. It was just like, what if we did this? And here, like, we are.
What if we hung out, but on the internet?
Right.
Literally.
So really, this was just an excuse to get four friends together, or three friends at the time.
Yes.
And do.
And we and picked you up a couple times along the way.
That's true. I have been around for a couple guest appearances.
Yeah, no, it's just all about just us getting together and talking about things that we love to talk about, right? In a space where we could just talk, I mean, just hang out. Obviously, you know, it was still weird. It was still a weird time for us to, like, kind of get around. Like, nobody wanted to get each other sick and, like, you know, nobody wanted to do anything like that. My camera's glitching because, of course, it is when I want to talk about stuff.
It was mad that you've been away for so long.
Yeah, seriously, I need to figure out why it does that. Now it pisses me off. I blame Logitech. Thanks, Logitech.
Oh.
But, you know, here we are. I mean, obviously, so much has happened in those 4 years, especially, you know, like, so much has happened in 4 years. So
I know.
But I'm glad that I'm able to celebrate this 4 year anniversary.
I know.
Our kids are in our stream is almost in preschool.
Hey man, our stream is stringing together sentences.
Yes.
You know, they are able to start running away.
Hopefully by now our stream is out of diapers, because I'm sick of changing diapers.
Well, yeah, that's to be determined.
I hope not.
And about
this, this is on you, Brian.
Hey, this is a team effort. I cannot be held responsible for
stream without team.
What the podcast does, what I'm not supervising.
I know.
Oh. Vic in the chat says, congrats on 4 years, guys. Y'all are amazing. I'll appreciate you. Very much.
Thank you. And I see the a little inside baseball. I gotta have you change that logo that we have down there, sir.
Oh, really?
I just gotta not take it off. I just have to have you change the logo. That's all. Nothing crazy.
Oh, we can do that later.
Yeah. I was just looking at it on our stream. I was like, oh wait, that's changed.
Oh, it's actually newer. Okay.
That's all. I was looking at it, you know. Not to derail our anniversary here. I was like over here looking at it.
always on business.
Always on business.
So with that being said, you know, this is the 4-year anniversary. This is the beginning of a new year for United We Nerd. And of course, we have some plans. Now, as you can see, since last year, I am still the World Nerd Away Champion. I am proudly been World Nerd Away Champion for 4 months now.
You earned it. Believe. You soloed that dungeon. I thought I had you. I was like, here. I honestly was like, it's in the bag, man. But you cleared the, was it the Chamber of Suffering? I was like, fucker. That's the hardest part. So a lot happened, actually, over winter break.
A lot did happen.
But yeah, we're balls rolling now. For those who don't know, I issued a challenge, throwing it all the way back to my younger years on the SNES. We're going to go play some Captain American Avengers. It's a beat-em-up on the SNES, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I've actually never heard of this game.
It'll be fun.
It'll be interesting.
You get see, that? Now,
the reason I don't have that belt yet is we just haven't chosen the right game.
Well, buddy, I'm sorry, but you know, you could challenge for any game, my friend. That's on you.
Literally any game. We've done Street Fighter. We've done dice games. We've done MCP. Destiny, of all things, which we logistically were like not agreeing with, and then we got through it. So we could do it.
We got there. We got broke there. Boundaries.
We did. And hearts.
And yeah. So yeah, we will be having our first championship stream of the year, March 22nd. That's a Saturday for those of y'all wondering. So hopefully you can all come by and see if I can maintain my gold, or maybe it'll be going home with somebody else. We'll have to find out
if he's an Avenger or not.
Before we kind of go over anything else, I want to ask you, Joby, how does it feel? Because I know like you're jumping into this, you know, far into the game by now. You have been on here before, but now you are officially the fourth member of United We Nerd. So tell me, kind of go over just kind of what made you interested in joining us for this.
I mean, honestly, I gotta say it was just, I missed you guys. I'd done a couple guest appearances in the past. We did the D&D stream with a couple other folks, and then I'm blanking on the other one. And it really was just
it was like, Star Wars.
It's Star Wars, that's what it was. It was a Star Wars stream. How could I forget the Star Wars stream? Oh, my namesake. No, and then, you know, I was just like, after that, I was just kind of, you know, I've retired from Destiny for the time being. That was my inlet.
Oh, hold on. He said, I got to interject. Time being, last couple times he said forever. That's all. It's on record.
No, that's not true. I do still want to get the Rift and Chain title at some.
Okay. Point. Anyway, continue. That is
still
my goal.
There's still continue.
But yeah, I mean, that was my inlet to connecting with you guys, and you know, after Joel had posted that query in our Discord server about, you know, like what's your best memory, it just kind of made me realize that I miss hanging with the boys. And so I, out of the blue, I texted Joel and was like, hey, I'd love to do more podcasting with you guys. And now here we are.
And, you know, it's been a whole bunch of fun. We've already done a few episodes already, and you know, Here's to a whole year of awesome stuff that we could talk about, react to, and just have a good time. And it's always very interesting, because kind of going back to like how this podcast started, it's like, it's kind of was that vibe. It's like, you know, lockdown happened, you know, we didn't have as much interactivity as we used to, like, and it was just like the yearning to like, man, I just want to talk to people about stuff that's happening so far. So it's kind of nice just to be able to, you know, have everybody like-minded, just wanting to come together, just hang out, talk about some silly, goofy shit, have some fun. And speaking of fun, Joel, I know that there are some things fun that we have planned for this year. I know there's no tentative dates so far, but would you like to kind of maybe give a little hint as to what we might be doing this year?
For sure. I was thinking about the other day. Our Pokemon Roundtable needs to happen. It's been needing to happen. The Zygarde's coming out. I loved X and Y. We got to, you know, get ahead of that. That's not even a hint. That's a straight up just telling you. we have some top fours that I have two that I've been waiting to talk about. So we should do that soon as well. Yeah, I'm just trying to get other people to jump into, more special guests. I've reached out to another person, waiting on his reply. But yeah, just a lot of fun stuff. I think, as I know collectively we were talking about a couple months ago, maybe we want to go see a big fighting game competition together. We'll see what the cards have in store for us, you know? You know, I say it now, but who knows? Life
gets interesting. Which one do you want to go to?
Oh, fuck. See?
I've never been to one, so which one do you want to go to? So,
it'll be new ground, but we'll see where the future takes us. And also, a bunch of new games coming out, so you best believe
we're going to be
live
streaming,
live reacting. We got two more Marvel movies this year. That used to be a thing. It used to be like all the time, and last year we only got one, or you know? So it's going to be a lot of content, I think. And of course, we've had a lot of like interesting things happen, you know? We've been talking about different subjects, so I'll have a lot to say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. I mean, I hope that you guys can go out to a fighting game tournament this year. you know, obviously, for me, I will, you know, obviously being the fourth member here, I have unfortunately been so busy with my work, travel, and things like that. But it'd be awesome to take it on the road a little bit with y'all in that capacity. Obviously, you know, if you guys come out to a fighting game tournament, you know, that might be one of those moments where you might bump into me, because I happen to traverse a lot of these events and things like that.
Scoping out the competition.
That's right, sir. That's right.
Be calm. gunning for the title.
That's right. So, you know, all those kinds of moments would be super fun. I think being able to explore a lot of those things, if given that opportunity, obviously super fun. Super excited for all the games and movies coming out this year, because I think we're finally in another. I think we're gonna finally start to get back into the movie release schedule of things, right? I think this year is gonna be.
Yeah, summer blockbuster year. Kind of year. Yeah,
back to movie reviews.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ben in the Vegas, chat.
Evo.
Oh, I'll Evo. See.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
The one thing that I think would be super awesome is if we went to an event like Evo, or just like to some kind of like tournament or expo or whatever, and then just go to any cabinet, any arcade, and just like have a fucking tournament, bro. Put this on the line in the environment, getting all the hype, all of the fucking adrenaline going. It would be super fucking cool.
But then you risk giving the belt away to someone you're never going to see again.
Oh, no.
No, he's just going to wear it.
I'm just going to. You have to pry it off of me.
I will tell you, registration for Evo has opened. Those tickets are available now. So, you know, I actually don't even know what that costs.
Uh-oh. Well, you look that up. Ben in the chat says, you're a fantastic 4 years. Who is who in this moment? Okay, who out of the Fantastic Four are we? That's a good question.
I'll volunteer to be the Invisible Woman.
Hey, whoa,
why do you get the best character?
I will happily take on that burden.
Yeah, he's got two husbands. What the fuck? This is
bullshit. I don't know. I would want to say that maybe Marcello is the Human Torch just because he is always on the go. He's always fired up from all those, you know, thrown down with the sticks. He's always all fired up.
Got that heat going, that's why. He's got that heat going.
Now, the question is, though, Joe, which one of us is the Thing? Which one of us is Mr. Fantastic?
Okay, it comes down to who wants to be torn into spaghetti more, you or me?
I mean, there's worse ways to go.
I'll say Mr. Fantastic, because I like when he gets thick and rivals.
Oh, he's so funny to
me. He's all fucking thick.
I'm fine with being the Thing.
You could be Yancey Street.
I could get that trench coat and that hat and just kind of...
I can't believe they did that skin, but also I believe they did it.
It's all great. Oh, Lisa in the chat. Hey!
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Lisa.
Pokemon Superstar.
Pokemon Superstar. Who might be in talk soon for some Pokemon-related things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Lisa, by the way, our very good friend, has been on this podcast many, many times in the past. So we appreciate you being here, as well as Ben. Ben has been here pre, you know, United Weeder, back in the pre nerd days.
Benita.
In the before times.
The poor times. We don't speak about it.
I mean, you can just go on our Twitch. It says who we are.
They're still there. We're not hiding it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been saying he's only been a guest once. Well,
hey, you've been on many, many game streams, my friend. But yeah. Podcast for sure. So we'll have to correct that. Yeah. We'll have to correct that in the future this year.
Don't worry. There's a round table I want you for sure.
Jameson, when it was Chuck It Now Productions. Wow, holy, that's a fucking shit. That's a big yeah, fucking callback.
Chuck It Now Productions.
I feel like there's a story there.
That was like, man, that was like our first year of college, dude. That was
2009
or 2010.
That's a
must be doing
deep callback.
Chuck It Now. Oh shit!
It was Chuck It. It was Chuck It Now, and then it evolved into Analog Bros.
Or to
one Twitch viewer, Analog Bros.
That's right.
Yeah. Which I oh my god.
Yeah, shout out to Jameson, always catching us or having our back, supporting us.
I mean, we've been friends for a long time, and I mean. Long time, so this has been really fun to be able to kind of bring this out into the public, not that, you know, whatever, to like share it with as many people who want to listen, and, you know, to have Joby here too, and, you know, welcome to the fold, obviously, you know, like to have you along as well is always super fun to have more personalities. You know, we all bring such a unique we all have such unique different interests, and when we come together and be able to share that with everybody makes such a unique and interesting time, right? Like, because you know about things that obviously I might not know about, or you know, the three of you have interest in, and we just kind of cycle around, like, because I don't know jack shit about D&D, but you three can talk about D&D, then we come together and like we can all fucking talk about Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that always makes for a lot of fun.
Yes.
Which is for good synergy.
Yes, very well said.
Lisa said, I want to do another Smash Bros. Day. Let's do it.
No, thanks.
Let's go.
I don't want to get fucking toasted for another hour. I'm good. No. You can just take the belt, Lisa. Fuck it.
Done. I got to show off my Meta Knight skills.
Right? I got to prove that Banjo-Kazooie is still viable.
Okay. I had the kids unlocking characters for me the other day. I sat them down in front of on the Switch, and I just had them playing each other, unlocking characters for me.
Nice.
They're going to surpass me soon. I'm not that good at fucking Smash Play.
Go for it.
I was going to say, talking about unique perspective and people listening, I think it's just a quick segue. Just shouting out that we've had different people listen to us across the world. Even in the past, I checked like 30 and 180 days. So from the podcast specifically, shout outs to Australia, Ireland, Singapore, Germany, Canada, France, hey. Czech Republic, Sweden, Romania, and of course, US, Concord, San Francisco, Fremont. Thank you.
Hey, yo.
YouTube, US, of course, Japan, UK, Canada, Germany, Australia, South Korea, Philippines, France, Mexico, wow. Brazil, Norway, Netherlands in the past year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I want to say that's because of Helldivers, but. And
hey, TikTok, for Super Earth.
Mexico, Canada, Russia, Germany, Norway, UK, Japan, Australia, Italy, Poland, and Guam. So if you're listening now, or you were listening in the past or in the future, like, it's really cool. I mean, for me, like, when I see the data and shit, it's awesome. Like, hopefully, even if we had your attention for 5 minutes, you know, thanks. It's cool to see, at least for me. Like, oh, there's someone over there listening to me yell about some stupid gun in Destiny, or Brian convey his love for a certain character, or, you know, Marcel getting perfects on us or whatever. So yeah, it's great. Joe be coming in hot with those dice too now since he's new here.
Oh man, I rolled my second ever nat one in our D&D
shut
session.
The fuck up. Okay, move on.
Wait, hold on. Second ever?
My second ever. I've never, until I started hanging out with Joel, I never rolled a nat one.
Really?
And then I rolled one. And then I rolled one the day after we had D&D at his house. And then I rolled my second one ever this past Sunday on our latest D&D session. And my character died.
Oh, no.
I got a crit fail on my death save. And I took damage at the same start of the same turn.
And you know, when you play D&D with Joel, he's always changing the rules, right? Like, he's always like, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna change that actually now. And now you just set up to fail.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah, I know it does.
Well, no, my character died, and it was like I rolled right as our DM was like, "Let's take five," and then the entire rest of the group was like, "The roll doesn't count. The DM was away from the table," and I was like, "Okay, cool." So it's my second nat one with an asterisk on it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't feel bad for you. I don't care.
But still, I'm very surprised that so many few like nat ones. That's like, where do you get your dice?
I have the opposite of the Will Wheaton effect. I don't know. I've just been very lucky. I've rolled close. I've rolled a lot of twos. But then the character that I'm currently playing with the setup that it has and a couple feats, I have a plus 15 to my initiative bonus. So even the lowest initiative I can roll is a 17.
Wow.
Yeah. That's without getting a nat one.
Okay. And how...
Joel.
Is this like one of your like ongoing characters, or is this like a brand new character?
No, so this is the character that I'm using in our second campaign that we've been going on. I think it's been about a year and a half, 2 years now that we've been in this campaign.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. So it's a veteran character.
This is a veteran character, and we're in the final arc of the campaign, and you finally died. And then my party was like, nope, that never happened. So.
Must be nice.
All my characters die, they stay dead. Must be nice.
I mean, it could be worse. You could have somebody bring in a, like, what was it? An 80-pound gunpowder keg that they've been holding on to for 7 years.
And finally use it on the boss. Yeah, that was fun.
You know, your character didn't die in the one shot that I ran for you guys.
That is very true.
No one died in the one shot that I ran for you guys.
Everyone should have died.
Everyone should have died.
He party killed it.
You know, since you haven't you haven't been on the podcast in a while, Marcelo. I kind of want to do a little catch up with you. What's been going on with you? What have you been up to?
I mean, besides being all over the place, all over the country, the past year, nothing much. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I've just been busy working. You know, I've been traveling. I think I traveled like 90 something days last year. I think I traveled almost a third of the year last year. This year's trending to be about the same. But I got to meet a ton of great people, honestly. I met some amazing people, a lot of great content creators. And went to some amazing events. Like I was fortunate enough to go to things like, you know, like PAX and Evo last year. Ton of fun, honestly, really great experiences. Obviously, last year was a big year where I got really like passionate about like the fighting game community and those people and Tekken. You know, I've really like gone in really hard on wanting to learn that game and really, really try to be good at that game and try to be where I find myself to be at a competitive level for that game. So, you know, any time that I have to, you know, play a game, it's usually, you know, Tekken. Mm-hmm. I've kind of abandoned all other games, honestly, at this point, which, you know, it's good and bad, right? Like, I definitely took a break at some point last year. I played like Black Myth Wukong, which was a ton of fun and stuff like that. It's been mostly fighting games, honestly, just kind of practicing, learning, seeing what those type of games are all about. I've had so much fun with like the mechanics of it. You know, I did really well at PAX. I mean, I think I placed 51st or 50th or something like that. So that was pretty fun. You know, I'm hopefully this year is going to be better. We'll see. But that's been pretty much it, you know. Just doing that.
It must lie a fire in you being able to go to all these tournaments and like seeing like the best play.
Yeah, and you know, being I've been put into a really fortunate situation to be able to just be in the room with these people and have conversations with them, right? Like, you know, a lot of these people are so friendly and they're always so open to give you like feedback and tell you like, hey, like you should do X instead of Y and do all of these great things. And obviously there's a lot of amazing content creators online who work so hard to put like tips and tricks and tutorials and things like that, that I've constantly consume and things like that. You know, any time I have an opportunity to like be like, okay, like, you know, with my character, like, what am I doing wrong? It's like, okay, cool, let me just go look at it and stuff like that. And so hopefully we have better placements than I did last year. So we'll see.
Yeah, man, your grinding has definitely paid off. Like, I feel like once you really start like getting into it, I want to say like it. Like no time at all. Like you pretty much became like the best fighting game player out of the group. Like for sure.
Totally game dependent though. Right. Totally game dependent because I think definitely Tekken and I blame you for it because you kicked my ass. I will always tell the story. So Joby, you're like in 2023, we went to PAX West as a group, you know, we went out, Joel, Brian, Ben, who's in chat, we all went to PAX West up in Seattle together, and they were demoing Tekken 8, right? They had a big display, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Brian was like, oh, let's go to the booth, because Brian was super excited to go play this thing. And I was like, I've never fucking played a Tekken game in my life. And I was like, okay, cool, like I'll play you, whatever. Brian kicked my ass.
I felt so bad.
I mean, it was embarrassing because we were like, there were so many people around us, and it was like, I mean, I don't think I was able to hit him once. It was embarrassing. And I was like, and in my mind, I was like, I will never forget this. And I will never forget this moment, right?
You do not.
This is the start of my origin story.
This is my villain era, right? This is my, and then game releases in January or something like that. And, things start to happen at work. Like we start to get really invested in the gaming, in our gaming vertical and things like that. And they're like, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this. And, you know, for me, I was like, cool. Like, well, I just picked up Tekken and I've been playing Tekken. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, well, I'm going to start getting better. So like, since I'm going to be in this scene, like I want to get better so that I can, you know, better connect with this community since I have to be really involved in it and really like talk to these people. Like, I don't want to seem like a fucking scrub. And, you know, luckily a lot of my colleagues are like old, like Tekken, like players, really, really old school fighting game community members and stuff like that. So they were like, no, like, this is how you need to practice. This is what you need to do. Like, super, like, you're playing wrong. You need to fix this, this, and this. And I was like, cool. I got it.
You're playing
wrong. And so I've been coached a lot along the way. I definitely couldn't have done it without like some of my coworkers and obviously the community with a lot of the amazing people that I've met along the way. But now every time I see Brian, I'm like, you did this. You created this monster. This is
literally play like Tekken 7 like before we left, and it's like, oh, you know, it's Tekken 8, there's new mechanics, you know, some characters might get adjusted and tuned differently, the new heat system is all, you know, new. And then I swear to God, Joby, like the moment we start playing, I like hit a flow state, and I kinged up and down that screen, and afterwards I was like, oh fuck, I just like pulverized myself.
It was so embarrassing. I felt like, so bad. I walked away I walked away and I was like, I fucking hate myself. I never want to play a fighting game ever. Because like for me, I was like, oh, I played like Street Fighter 2, like hella like old school. I played like Mortal Kombat on N64, very light, nothing crazy. And now I'm like really invested in Tekken 8. Like I said, any free time I have, I travel with my PlayStation. Like if I'm in a hotel room, typically like I have my PlayStation plugged in, and I'm actually in the process of buying a gaming laptop so that I can travel with a gaming laptop and my work laptop so that I can have both with me.
Okay.
And when we travel, like, because when we travel, you know, we usually travel with like the team that I play Tekken with, like at work. You know, we'll like, if we have free time, we'll like sit down and run sets and stuff like that if we're winding down. And I'm like, Brian, this is Brian's fault. This is all Brian's fault. This is all Brian did this.
Pure spite.
Pure spite. This is just to teach Brian a lesson. I think definitely, you know, I've gotten really good at Tekken, or not really good, that's a lie, I suck ass at Tekken, but like for some reason Joel, I cannot beat Joel at Street Fighter.
That's not true. Well, two things. One, he doesn't suck at Tekken because he gets perfect summy all day. Shout out Steve Fox, that's a knockout. Two, he's really good at Street Fighter with Mai. You had me thinking, bro. Mm-hmm. I was like, seriously, like, what the fuck is going on? So,
oh, Vix, I will play MVC2 with you. I suck ass, but I will play with you,
bro.
I have it on PS5.
Oh, you do? Oh,
Marvel vs. Capcom. Yeah, I have it on PS5.
Nice. Hold on. Before we go, Lisa, thank you for the 5 gifted subs.
Hell yeah, Lisa.
Appreciate it. Also, Ben says
I was just gifted a tier 1 sub.
Nice. Dang, Joby, you weren't subbed already? I can't.
I went subbed to the stream, and now I have a tier 1 sub.
Now people sub you.
Now people sub me.
That means we can't fire him. He's tier 1.
Damn it.
You're stuck with me. This was my goal all along.
Marcelo, really sorry, I just want to get to this one chat real quick. Ben in chat says to you, Marcelo, it's like, yeah, but I want the tea of the real shitty attitude members of the FGC.
I you know what's funny is I've personally never encountered anybody with that, with like a bad attitude, but I don't know if it's
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I don't know if it's because I come from a it. So here's the situation, right? Like I come in and I usually have a suit on, so I don't know if it comes off as really intimidating.
Mr. Business.
Right. Yep. So we're trying to find a balance in that, right? Because like some fucking douchebag comes up to you in a suit and they're like, hey, like, hey, you want to run some sets? Like, you know, it's like it's a very intimidating like it's a very intimidating proposal versus like some normal dude. But no, like I haven't had any encounters or anything like that where it's like.
OK. Well, Lisa says always happy to support you guys. Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah.
Lisa, I'm always happy to support you. I was thinking about you the other day, actually, because I was like looking for some photos on my phone. I was like, hey, we haven't done a photo shoot in like a couple of years.
Oh, 2025 might be the year.
Maybe.
But back to you, Joel. Yeah, I know you had a question.
Oh, not a question. I just like, Brian, okay. You got to see how she is. You got to see Marcel do fucking stunning on us over here. I'm like, even my Zangief is like struggling over here.
So it's actually funny because, I haven't played Mai yet. I haven't played Mai yet in Street Fighter 6. But
you did in King of Fighters, huh?
But I did try the open beta for King of Fighters, City of the Wolves. Very interesting. I don't know if I'm a King of Fighters player. I think I understand how you feel, Marcelo, when you hop into Street Fighter. It's just that how things are like slightly different and like there's a different perspective with City Wolves. I don't know. It's weird. It's very similar to Street Fighter 6.
Yeah.
But it has like the whole rev system. It has what I thought was really interesting. It actually has a neat kind of like dodge mechanic in it, Joel, that I think you would really like, where you can literally backdash and like dodge out of like grabs and shit.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Instead of just like parrying them away or like blocking them, you can literally like dip and like.
I got to play it too. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I played Mai 2 during the beta. I got to play it. I got to play it, and it was a ton of fun. It looks really pretty. I like some of the graphics. It does look really nice. But it's like I can't add more complexity. Like I already have Street Fighter. And it's like, cause I'm so curious about like, the name totally escaped my head right now. What's that other one that they announced? King of Fighters. Is it King of Fighters?
Virtual Fighter?
No. Yeah. Virtual Fighter 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's another, like it's another level of like more stuff to play. Not enough hours in the day, guys.
No.
Oh, Lisa says I have access to a motorcycle and I want to do Tifa.
Suspicious.
Suspicious. but yeah, it's really cool to be able to say that we've been doing this for 4 years. You know? And hopefully we'll be doing it for 4 more, maybe. Who knows?
Hey, I would like to hit 5, and everything for after that, dope. That's it. Just want to make it 5. Other projects that I've been a part of, you know, with you guys, different ones for, you know, adulting and stuff, just kind of like, just goes. Other, like, voice acting projects, they just die in, like, a month sometimes. But I'm just happy we made it this far and hope to hit 5, so. Quick shout out though for, I was looking at our TikTok and just in general, one of our most popular videos is when we went to PAX. Joby, I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's a this old game called Steel Battalion, and basically you pilot a mecha. It has like a whole board and like controls and sticks. That's still like one of our most popular videos. It's like getting like hundreds of views like every week, and it's from like 2023. So it was just something I thought would be fun to like, hey, we're playing Steel Battalion. And people are like, yes. You know, like, it's,
there are hardcore Steel Battalion fans.
So shout out to you guys. Like, that's, I didn't even know it existed until we played it. So it was fun. But yeah, just that. Brian did a bottle shake at Day of the Devs, and that's really popular. I don't know why, but that bottle shake game.
Oh, speaking of course, Helldivers, 100% Helldivers. But no, you just reminded me that Day of the Devs 2025 is coming up soon.
Oh shit, we gotta go.
So we might need to
go back. Joby's gonna do the bottle shake. If it's there, it's gonna be something else.
Joby, I don't know what this is. So okay, so Day of the Devs is a collection of indie devs that is run by, I believe the owner of Double Fine and like I am 8-bit. Basically it's a like one day like free to the public, like come to this warehouse in San Francisco and they just show off a whole bunch of indie games, like from games that are coming out to like concept ideas to like last year, like talking about the bottle shake game. And like, there's this guy that was showing off like this projector game that he was like prototyping that looked really sick. It's a real fun time. If anybody that's in like the Bay Area, has time. And I think also they do it in LA in the summer, but like Day of the Devs is really fun and it's coming up pretty soon. So I think if we can all somehow, you know, group together and go, I think it'd be a really fun time.
Yeah, come to my hood. I'm already here.
Oh, it's true. That's right. It's in your backyard.
It's right across the street from me, actually.
Oh wow. I feel bad. We never invite you.
I know. I literally saw him and didn't say anything.
I saw you guys from my apartment window.
It's like, why? I want to play games
too. By myself.
I want to see Jeff Keighley for a second too.
We didn't see Hideo. It was okay.
We didn't see Hideo. It was just Jeff.
Helldivers has been like, it's just interesting. I'm thinking about it today. Like, it's a very good community, and our React video got so many people looking. Like I don't know, like 5,000 people, which is like big for us. So it's like, oh, that's cool.
Very unexpected.
People are just like, yeah. Cool. I was like, damn, nice. And it was a React video of all things, not even us playing. It's just like, this is sick. So, that was cool. So Helldivers, of course, a lot of fun. So another one that was pretty popular, it's still gaining a little traction. When I put out, like, when I was going through Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I was like, oh yeah, of course we support, you know, SAG-AFTRA. Like, that got like 8,000 views. It's just like me kicking a guy up a cliff.
Hey, that's 8,000 people that agree that voice actors and video game actors should be treated fairly.
Yeah. And, you know, I really like Street Fighter, so I post the Street Fighter stuff. That's, you know, did some numbers. Your solo clear, though, Pit of Heresy, got people too, Brian. Like, I think that
really
people liked it, right?
And cool. Awesome.
TikTok, and people are still looking at it, finding it. And everyone then another one.
Good that, solo clear video.
I'm glad that my existential dread could provide entertainment for people.
Can't stop the saber train.
And then what's gaining traction for some reason is a video of like, I asked, hey, you guys gonna watch the Flash movie? We're just talking shit or something. But I just asked generally, and I don't know, people are finding it. The algorithm is so weird. For the, you know, Lisa probably knows, like the another content creators. It's just like, what the fuck is this? But whatever. Just, yeah, so thanks for all the love, everybody.
In the chat, Lisa did ask what are our plans for this year. So I guess this, we can use this question from Lisa as an opportunity to kind of recap what we've talked about so far this year. You know, first championship stream, March 22nd. is going to be Captain America and the Avengers beat him up.
SNES.
Oh, the SNES. We're going old school.
Going back.
Going back. Of course, we want to do more round tables, including Pokemon and maybe some other ones. Fantastic Fours, some live content, maybe going out, going to events and checking out and getting in touch with some more creatives out there for sure. I can't remember if I am missing anything else.
Maybe another watch along, I'm thinking too.
Oh. You know,
we haven't done that in a moment. That'd
be good. Hey, Last of Us Season 2 is coming around the corner. Yeah,
we did a react to the final episode of Season 1. So
yeah. Maybe we have to crack open that seal again for season two.
I'm fucking mad. The ending made me mad. I'm still mad about it.
Mad in the best way, hopefully. Oh God! I forgot. Conventions would be really fun.
Yeah, I don't go to enough conventions. I really only go to the ones that are like local. Like, I went to Fan Expo last year.
Fan Expo's fun. Yeah. It's been really surprising, though. There's been a lot more conventions popping up in the Bay Area.
It's great. When we went to Fan Expo, because they have where you can get, you know, autographs from, you know, different voice actors and like major actors. I got the autograph of, I'm completely blanking on her name now, but she's been the voice actor for Ash Ketchum for the last like 10 years.
Oh, Sarah Nonchini. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got her.
I was so jealous because I had to do something that day and I was like, fuck. Because that's a one person day. We would have been able to hang out. But like, that was like the one person I was like, if I could go, that's the autograph I want. Because I have an autograph of Alejandro Saab that played Leon in the final season of Pokemon.
I'll try to find my fiance rearranged stuff around my desk. I'll try to find where it is and maybe I'll hold it up later. I got her autograph, and then my fiance is a big Buffy fan, and the actor who plays Spike was at Fan Expo that year, and I waited in line to get his autograph for her.
Dude, the only good part of Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah. And then the guys who played Pip and Mary from Lord of the Rings were there as well. And there was a huge line for them. That was the year that Mark Hamill was also doing, he was like the big guest appearance that year. Oh, this damn. Past year was Hayden.
I would wait in line for Hayden.
It's like $600 for the meet and greet, but but I wanted to do it. I was this close to buying the meet and greet to meet Hayden.
Speaking
of $600, 20th year anniversary of Revenge of the Sith. That's all.
I was just about to say that.
Poster. 20-year anniversary of Revenge of the Sith. Do we go back, Marcelo? We saw that shit together. The first.
Yeah, we absolutely need to go.
April.
That was an experience.
Comes out in April, theaters.
It was me, Marcelo, Ben, Chris, and this other guy we don't talk to anymore.
It's always someone you don't talk to anymore.
Hope he's doing okay. He was a chill guy. But anyway, 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith.
Can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, here's my signed.
Oh.
Nice.
There you go.
Gonna get it framed, beautiful. Put on the wall at some point.
When he finally woke up from the coma. You guys remember those theories?
The Ash was in a coma. That's why he never ages over 20 years.
You know what's funny?
10 years old forever.
I put on the other day for my son the arc where he finally becomes the champion.
Yep.
I wanted to watch it. I was like, ooh.
It hits.
I remember seeing the fan reaction videos. There were a lot of tears. A lot of
dude,
tears.
Dude, like, that was so big. Like, even, like, major news outlets that don't cover nerd shit, like, mm-hmm. covered it. Like, that's how big of a deal it was.
Oh, yeah.
Nostalgia. Nostalgia strong.
It's like, well, shit. 25 years. He has to become a champion at some point.
I'm still torn between did they decide it was finally time, or did they just decide, like, this is becoming old hat. Like, we need new characters. How do we retire Ash Ketchum?
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit of column A, column B.
Yeah.
But I think they went about it the right way, though. Like, they found the right opportunity to be like, okay, Ash can finally move on.
He's been a finalist for 25 years.
Like, he can't suck this bad.
Mm-mm. The hero of the story has to win eventually.
It took you, you know, our whole childhood, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You get yours now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ben and Chess says you need to find a copy of the G Gundam fighting game for the SNES.
Damn.
I might know a store that might have it. Yeah. We have to take a trip to San Jose.
Might be worth it.
It might be worth it.
You'd have to get another controller then.
Dude, you can get one super cheap.
No, I know. It's not that hard. I was looking at it the other day. I was actually surprised how cheap they were.
That's Marcel's way of saying, just fucking do it. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. You should have had it ordered already.
Nah. How are you not prepared in this moment?
Oh.
I don't know.
All right, I found it. $44.
What? Fuck that.
My only?
on eBay? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Or you could just buy one of those third-party ones.
That Street just, Fighter like, has... 2 Turbo. Hell yeah.
How much is that?
32.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. Well, unless if you guys have any more reminiscing you want to do, do you think it's time that we switch gears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I love you guys.
Love you too. And we love all of you who have been hanging out with us for 4 years. What a ride we've been on. Of course, for people watching on Twitch, this is not where it's going to end, because we are going to be hopping into some Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to team up, the four of us. Joby's going to play for the very first time, which is going to be exciting.
I'm scared. I'm going to be a total trash can.
You know what? That's perfectly fine. Trust me. Like, even like me and Joel have played a few times and we still get our asses handed to us. So you're in good company.
As long as no one's expecting a win.
No, you need to be comp ready.
God damn.
We need you to know everything about
afraid of.
We need you to know everything about the thing right now.
God damn. I think is the Invisible Woman a character?
Yeah.
I need to just see it.
They just released. This is the perfect time for
what I'll be playing as.
In fact, the Invisible Woman's kind of like a top tier like support character.
It's pretty good.
Oh man. Like, don't expect anything amazing from me.
Yeah, Ben, the thing is out now.
Yep, just came out.
Is Human Torch out too? Or is this the thing?
No.
Johnny Storm just came out too, I think.
Ooh, I want to play this.
You know what? I just booted up Rivals a minute ago. I'll have to check again, but it was funny. A celebration of our 4 year anniversary. We're gonna play Rivals with the release of the Fantastic Four.
That is poetic. If I do say so myself. Except
I won't play a Fantastic Four character because Luna's no supremacy.
So yes, we will be doing that here live on Twitch. But of course, everybody that's watching this or listening to this on YouTube or podcast services, you can hop over to the video of us playing Marvel Rivals and seeing how good or bad we do. So everybody on Twitch, hang tight as we transition into Marvel Rivals territory. But for everybody else, we thank you very, very much for being with us for 4 years. We hope you hang out with us for at least four more, or at least for Joel's wishes until the fifth anniversary.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Five and beyond.
What's one more year?
What's one more year?
You've already been around for four. What's one more?
Exactly.
And then what's
exactly.
It? 5, 10, 10, 20, 20, 30.
So thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us this far. We hope to bring more laughs, more jokes, and a lot more just good times. Because this is the United We Nerd podcast, where a bunch of people just hang around and talk about very nerdy stuff. And until next time, keep on nerding.
By the fascists.